Renewed talk of a multi-sport complex in Bloomington Normal has offered hope to organizers of various sports that they would be able to play year-round and bring more tournaments to the Twin Cities. Among them are soccer, softball, and lacrosse. But as WGLT's Eric Stock reports, one sport could gain more than any other. 20 years after cricket first came to the community, there's still no regulation field on which to play.
Hrisik Ranganini remembers the first time he played cricket at Eastview Christian Church in Normal a few years ago. He broke his collarbone trying to make a running catch on an uneven field.
I slipped my leg or something, and I caught the ball because I slipped and I had to make that up. So I caught the ball, landed on my collarbone, and I broke it.
If it was a smoother surface, that wouldn't happen?
That would have not happened.
Ranganini says the surface has smoothed out over the years, and now it's better and safer than the other surface cricket players often use, a detention basin in Normal. That field provides its own challenges. Central Illinois Cricket Association President Shishir Pandey says there's a ditch about 20 yards wide right in the middle of it.
Our cricket balls keep getting lost there. We have to spend time finding it, or if we can't find it, replacing the balls. I mean, it's a major... it's a little painful.
The detention basin is also well short of regulation size, so the ball cricket players use isn't a real cricket ball. They have to use something softer, more like a tennis ball, so it won't travel as far. Cricket is the number one sport in India. Many expatriates play the game here. The league has had as many as 25 teams. Top players, including Ashraf Syed, play on a regional travel team, one that's always traveling because they can't play in Bloomington Normal. They go to Peoria at least once a week for home games. Syed says he would love to see the day when those teams come to the Twin Cities instead.
If we have a proper cricket ground here in Bloomington, then we would be attracting crowd from like all over the Illinois and Missouri region, because like people are really crazy about cricket.
That would require having a regulation size field. Cricket fields are generally at least 150 yards long. Bloomington Parks and Recreation Director Jay Tetzloff says it's the size of two soccer fields back to back with a circle around them. Tetzloff says cricket organizers were the first to approach him when he became director in 2015 about seeking a place to play in Bloomington.
We started looking at maps, started going out, asked all my staff who had been here, and they all like, there is no place for them. I'm like, that just seemed hard to believe, knowing we own and take care of over 1,000 acres. But as we went through it, my staff were right. We didn't have a place for them.
Tetzloff says the league has been patient. Cricket fields are on the short list in the city's latest Parks and Recreation Master Plan, but he says that's not good enough.
I feel like I'm failing them because we've got places for almost most of the other sports that are around, but not a good place for them yet.
The city has offered up the Baywood Cricket Grounds near Eagleview Park on the far east side. That is also smaller than regulation. Teams use it to practice. Tetzloff says his staff has even looked outside city limits for fields. That would require annexing and buying land, which he says is not a city priority. What gives cricket players in Bloomington Normal hope is the proposed multi-sports complex. A study last year put the price tag at close to $44 million, but projected an overall economic benefit. Normal's Parks and Recreation Director Doug Damery set out to study how much sports teams would use an indoor-outdoor sports complex. He says, build it and they will come.
The best part about this project, we have so much local demand that we can really leverage this demand into a nice opportunity to create a facility that we can really potentially bring in some major events.
A need to replace airport soccer fields has driven debate over the multi-sport proposal. The Central Illinois Regional Airport will eventually take back use of the current soccer fields, but Damery says it'll take more than one sport to keep a multi-sport facility busy enough to cover costs. The Cricket Association says it would use the outdoor fields 336 hours in the first year. All the sports easily topped consultant recommendations of use to make the facility financially secure. Damery says he asked the Cricket League if it could absorb a $75 an hour rental fee.
Cricket was a little taken aback at first by the number because you know, they play a lot, basically, is why. But once you start breaking it down and looking at it a little closer, it's like, hey, you know, they came back and they said, yeah, you know, this is probably what we would do, something like this.
Other sports might pay different fee rates depending on needs. Sports associations might have to raise dues to cover field costs. Venkata Komaragiri has been playing cricket in Bloomington Normal for 19 years and is now a team captain. He says cricket players want a real field and will do their part to pay for it.
That is something we all need to come together and then take a next step. I mean, we've been supported through different charities and different communities, so we'd love to continue that support.
This could present a challenge. The Cricket Association has been shrinking. Chairman Pavan Bagatalava says the number of teams has declined following job cuts and transfers at State Farm, which employs many of them directly and as consultants. Bagatalava says some have even returned to India after their work visas expired.
The visa issues has contributed to an extent, right? So a lot of people have to go back because of visa issues. And then, you know, the shuffling happened, you know, you probably heard of it. State Farm has moved things around.
Bagatalava says 19 teams is still enough to get lots of use out of a sports complex. He says such a facility would even attract more players.
We have enough games to fit it in, right? So again, it goes back to the number of teams being declined this year. It's something that we're working on it.
Background talks about a multi-sport complex continue, and the issue might come back to Bloomington and Normal City Councils in the next several months. Leaders in both cities say it'll take a public-private partnership for the project to advance. Cricket player Hrishik Ranganini says he and others would like a field with fewer limitations, but he'll continue to play no matter where they have to go.
At the end of the day, we want to play cricket. More than the bat and the ball, the time we spend on the ground, the community that we have.
He says cricket fosters a sense of community for many who have come from a faraway land. I'm Eric Stock.
Cricket players used to have an indoor option. State Farm had sponsored a cricket league on the turf at Game Time Gym in Bloomington. That was discontinued last year.